New York City's own Marvel Comics has canceled a comic book series after its announcement sparked outrage on Twitter and a planned demonstration last week at New York Comic Con. Here to explain the controversy is WNYC's Danny Lewis. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us about this comic.
So promotional comics are nothing new, and they tend to be quirky if inoffensive. Like, imagine a book where Spider-Man teams up with a group of NBA players with superpowers, or Superman saving the world along KFC's own Colonel Sanders. But in this case, the comic had the Avengers joining forces with a superhero team called the Northrop Grumman Elite Nexus, as in defense contractor Northrop Grumman.
All right, so why are people so angry about this?
So that's a good question, since violence is a big part of superhero comics. So I asked that exact question to Julia Alexander, the senior entertainment reporter for the website Polygon. And she says for many, it's because Marvel teaming up with one of the world's largest military contractors directly conflicts with the values of its characters, especially one named Tony Stark, aka Iron Man.
A big arc in their Iron Man comics is Tony turning away from this exact line of work because he realizes that what he's doing is effectively creating weapons and distributing weapons and contributing to violence and issues around the world.
Fans weren't the only people furious about the comic. Several of Marvel's top writers and artists were outraged, and some even threatened to quit.
Yeah, so how did Marvel and Northrop respond?
Marvel eventually put out a statement saying that the comic was supposed to simply promote STEM careers, and it's since dropped the partnership. Meanwhile, Northrop said it was just trying to reach new audiences and advertise its work in science and technology. And financial pressure may have played a role. Even though Marvel's movies are really popular at the box office, the comics side of the business is not doing so well. Julia says sales are flat and Marvel's bid to win back readers haven't panned out.
Really, the only time we talk about Marvel positively anymore on a mainstream level is with the cinematic universe. And that is almost entirely separate from the comics publisher.
And to cap off Marvel's bad PR year, it's also struggling with its upcoming Netflix series about a gun-toting vigilante called The Punisher in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting.
Okay, WNYC's Danny Lewis, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.